Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Sq. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lettman. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. Sq drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schilling out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett bunts towards the mound. Lettman fields it and throws to first for the out. Bresud moves to second. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Askew reaches second base with a double. Alvis moves to third. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski who is chasing the ball. Lattman reaches third base with a triple. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Francona reaches second base with a double. Lattman scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Bressuit moves to third. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-0 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to home to get Bress sued. Nixon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Monbouquet moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Askew moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Latman hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressude hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Clinton moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Clinton scores. Bressude goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held strikes out. one out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Willie Tasby. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bresut hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Larry Brown. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Ramos moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 4 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Schilling moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schilling scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Abernathy. Yastrzemski scores. Malzone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 4 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLajas pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-4 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.